Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Chamishi, the fifth Perek in Hilchas Yim Chalitza, in the Rambam Sefer Noshim, where after we spoke about in the first three Prakim, that of Laws of Yibum with Maimer, and the last Perek we spoke about that of Chalitza, now the Rambam talks about different combinations and computations of Maimer, which is the rabbinic kedushin of that of Yibum, Get, depending on which get it is, Bia, which is the consummation of Yibum, and Chalitza, which is the removal of that Zika of the Yab. So in Halacha of the Rambam begins regarding if the Yavama was given a get or a Maimer. Says the Rambam, Hayavama shenosen la hayavam. Regarding the Yavama that the Yavam gave her before any Yibum was done, a get of severance for the Zika bond, in contrast, as we'll see later in Halacha Dal, regarding what's called a get for the Maimer, which the Maimer itself is Rabbinic Kedushin, which that Maimer itself needs a get. Here the get was of that of severance of the Zika bond. So, Pasala, that invalidates her from now on to being having Yibum done with her. And Upasal Esereseha, and it also invalidates her co-wives, a love on this man, on the Yavam, who gave her the get from doing Yibum. Valsharachan and all the other brothers, Shaharinasa Kimisha Cholitzla, it's like as if Chalitza was done to her, which Rid explained in Perak Aleph, that if someone does chalitza to his yavama, so then she becomes forbidden, and all her co-wives on him and on his brothers, because it says ashalo yivnes beis achim. Once you didn't build because you did chalitza, shuvli yibana, no one could do yibum anymore. And, however, it's not actual chalitza that was done over here. So ve'ena get moil by yavama. Now the get is not affected by the yavama to invalidate her elim devreim, only rabbinically. Hoyil va get megarish eishas ish, since ultimately get does divorce a married woman. So rabbinically, they're concerned that people are going to say, wait a second, a get divorces and a chalitza removes. If you're permitted to do yibum after gerishin, which really biblically you should be allowed to, because the get is not significant in a shemeres yavam, in a yavama, but people are going to think, okay, you're allowed to do yibum after chalitza too. So they're geyser that the get should be effective at least to now, from here on, invalidate her from having yibum. So therefore, it's only rabbinic, this invalidation. Now, and now any get that would invalidate one's wife from kahuna, meaning even if, let's say, the get is not permitting her to marry anyone else. For example, he says, you're divorced from me, but you're not permitted to anyone else, which that would still invalidate her from kahuna, as the Rambam said in Perikut and Hachas Gerishin. That's enough of a get, which if he would give that to his yavamo, would invalidate from here on. It's considered get in that context where he said, regezer drabonon on the get, to be like chalitza, which would invalidate her from doing Yibum anymore. But again, like we said, since only rabbinically invalidated, it's not a bona fide chalitza, so she's not permitted to marry someone else until a full-fledged chalitza is done to her, which, like the pasuk says, base chalitza now, it's only chalitza that permits her and not a get. Now, halacha base. Similarly, well, so the get is a rabbinic acquisition of removal of the yavama. So to hamaimer, which is the rabbinic kedushin of a yavama, as the Chacham or Mesakin, that one should do a Maimer before Bia, the Rambam said in Perek Beis. So Ava Pisha in the Kine by Yavama Kinyagomer, although one does not get a full-fledged acquisition in his Yavama with Maimer to inherit her or to divorce her with a get if he wants to remove her, and Ve'ina Nas is by Ishas Ish Gemush, does not become a bona fide married woman through the Maimer to be punishable with the death penalty as if he had done Yibmanar, but Tzricha Memena Get. It's enough to create that now, if it doesn't end up doing Yibum, that there's a requirement of a get for that Maimer, because that's its own rabbinic condition, which requires a get. But, Vein the Teres Lazar, but Chalitza obviously not permitted to another person unless Chalitza is done. After this get for the Maimer, you still have the Zikabon, which has to be removed with Chalitza. Says Ram Halacha Gimel Ketzad, how so? He explains, someone makes this Maimer in his Yavama. Now he doesn't want to go ahead and consummate this relationship and to do Yibum. He doesn't want to have cohabitation. He wants to remove her. So like we said, and this is what the Rambam is illustrating, he has to write a get because the Maimer is a rabbinic kedushin in the Yavama, and the Chalitza that's going to remove the Zika bond doesn't remove the kedushin of the Maimer, so you need a get for the Maimer. Now you still require Chalitza to admit it to a foreigner, because again, the Zika bond of Yibum is only moved through Chalitza. She in the Yavam, the Tesla, because the Yavam is only permitted with a foreigner, either one of the two ways, which are the biblical statuses, either with the cohabitation of the Yavam, which consummates the relationship, or a Chalitza, or after the Chalitza, which removes that Zika bond. But the Get, as we said in Halacha Aleph, place the yibum only invalidates her from having yibum, but vein matirlazor does not permit her to a foreign person to marry someone else. And the maimer, which is said in alcha beis, in a kind of a kinyugam or kamabila, it's not a full acquisition like beil. And again, therefore, it's going to be somewhere in this quasi state that it's going to require its undoing with a get, but it's not enough to make her into a full fledged married woman. Halacha dalet. Nasa maimer livimti. Let's say he gives a maimer to his yavama. B'chazim nasa get laman mori, and then he gives a get for the maimer, which we said is required. So masha asari bitli, what he did, he undid. V'hutara. Now she's permitted to have yibum done with her because it's like you're remaining with the original zika that you had. You just added on the maimer and you took it away with the get. Says Rambi Yerali, and it seems to me shlohucha el echa, but she's only permitted to do yibum with his brothers. Avazesh nasa get, but the one who actually gave it the get, asur hiloi, she's forbidden to him because of gzeira. Because if it was a get, not for the maimer, but it was a get for the zika, which actually invalidates him on her. So as a concern, the one who actually gave the get for the maimer would be forbidden to do yibum because of the concern of like the get that would be for the zika, which would actually be forbidden. Whereas according to the Ravid, she's permitted even to the one that did this gerishin of the maimer. Halacha hey, nothing get lizikasa. Now, up until now we were speaking about giving a get for the maimer. Let's say he gave a get for the zika bond, for which the attachment that the yavam has with the yavama, v'leilu amar, not for the maimer. So then pesal is what we just alluded to just before in the previous halacha. So here she actually is invalidated from here on of having yibum, alav, v'asharach, and on him and on the other brothers. Like we explained in halacha aleph, which here's actually a little bit bigger of a chiddush, because we don't say that, wait a second, since he made a maimer on her and didn't divorce her, he only gave a get for the zika and not for the maimer, so that should be like divorcing a half of a woman where you didn't really do anything because there's still the maimer over here and therefore she should not be invalidated. Rather we say that no, the zika is one thing and maimer is something else. The get for the zika is effective to invalidate her, and although there's still the maimer, okay, you would still require a get for the maimer, but that would still invalidate her, and like the Rambam says, utzichi gela mamari. So the get for the zika invalidates her, because once you give a get, rabbinically, as we said, that it's kamisha chalitzla, and the fact that he did a maimer, you still have to undo that, because that's rabbinic addition, you need a get for the maimer, and then you still need a third thing, for chalitzla, to your lazar, and you still need chalitzla to another person, because the get for the zika, and for sure the get for the maimer, doesn't help to permit it to someone else, like we said, that's either with yibum, and then divorcing her regularly, or doing chalitzla. Halacha Vav, the Ram continues now regarding what's considered a maimer that's kosher and a maimer that's pasul. Says the Ram like this: the maimer that's given to the Yavama Tchila initially, the first thing that was done with her was the maimer. Nothing was done before that, and nothing was done after that. Ella Shabalei. So after he gave her the maimer, he cohabited with her. Zesha Nasla Maimer, so the one that gave her the Maimer, who anika, this was called Maimer Kasher. This is the effective, the appropriate Maimer, which is supposed to be done, Maimer then Bia. Now, but Vim Kedamer Geroi Chalitza, but let's say, before he got a chance to do Maimer, someone had already given her a get, or done Chalitza to her. Beim Yav Mzeh, Beim Yav Macha, whether it was him or some of the other brothers, and Beim Ba Beim Tzerasa, whether it was when this woman herself, or one of her co-wives, but since someone already gave a get or chalitza, already started doing lo yivne, which they already started undoing that bond, because that's what a get or chalitza is, divorcing. So then, like we said, once you start doing lo yivne, shuv lo yivana, and already can't do yibum with any of the yivamis. So to v'chenim kedematu be'il b'tzerasa. Let's say someone already done bia with one of the co-wives. Again, whether it was him, whether it was one of his brothers, which, okay, now he can't do yibum to the one he's doing maimer with, because once he already started building one of them, which is through bia, you can't build two houses. You can't do it with two of the co-wives. Oh, yishanasa achrov, or even if it was done post. So since the maimer, like we said, is really not a full-fledged kinyan, we said it doesn't make her into Eishas, it's only like a rabbinic kedushin, so other things could still affect the yavamites, even after maimer was done, to subsequently invalidate. So if one of the if it was done even after the maimer, geroi chalitza, that someone gave a geroi chalitza beimba beimitzrosa, whether to this woman herself or one of the co-wives, and beimimimimimacha, whether it was him or whether it was one of his brothers, a shabal, or let's say they did bia, oynosin maimer achalitzrosa, or someone gave to one of the other co-wives also a maimer, beinhu beinacha, whether it was him or whether one of his brothers. Or actually, the same woman, one of his brothers, gave her a different maimer, which will make the first brother forbidden because she's now this rabbinic kedushin, which is not a full-fledged kinyan, so others still have room to make the other brother's kiddush will also take effect. Or let's say he cohabits with her. I raise a nikra maimer pasul. So that maimer that was done, again, whether something beat it beforehand or whether it beat it afterwards, is considered an invalid maimer. As we said, beim maimer shekademu hamaisim elu, whether maimer that these other things had been done before it, which therefore at the time that he did the maimer was already invalidated, and beim maimer shenzach achav, whether you have a maimer that these other things were done after it, but be that as it may, since it's not a full-fledged kinyan, it can't finish the job, and therefore other things could still invalidate it, and again, therefore it's not going to be an effective maimer. Says Rav Malchus Halachas and Ketzot. So Rav now illustrates this. He says, let's say nasin get. Let's say he gives a get, oy chalatz, or he does chalitz leivim to tizivam. V'chazav nasin maimelo. So he already started separating from her, either a get, which is rabbinic, or chalitz, which is the biblical. And then v'chazav nasin maimelo, then he subsequently gives her a maimer, which is this rabbinic kedushin for a yavama. Oy letzras, or he gives it to one of the co-wives. Beinu beinachav, whether it's him, whether one of his brothers. Oy shabal yivim to. Let's say he cohabits with his yavama. Again, after he already gave a get or chalitz. Or he gives her a mimer. So this is another case. Or let's say he has B with Yavama, or he gives her, he has B with Yavama, or he gives her a mimer. And then he gives another mimer to her co-wife. Now, this obviously mimer was inappropriate because he already started doing Bia, so this was a different case. Either start doing bia or maimer with the first of the yavamas. Now, the first yavama, actually, once he had a bia with her, we said two cases, either bia or maimer. In the case that he did bia with her, so, yeah, he's already cutting her full-fledged. Even if the brother would subsequently do a maimer, that's not effective because she's already his wife. But here we're talking about regarding the secondary maimer, the second one that's done in the co-wife. Beinu beinacha, whether it's him or his brother that does this in the co-wife, and that's specifically, that's why the Rambam is saying Lutzarasa, because if one of the brothers would do a mimer in this first woman that he already did a bia with, that would not be an invalidating factor. But he would talk about that he does a mimer in the tzara, in the koev. Benhu benachah by the him or his brother. Or he gives a mimer to his yivama. This is a third case. And then his brother goes and gives her another mimer. So the kedushin of the second one is going to take effect and now make them both forbidden. Or he has B with her. These are cases of a maimer that's invalid. Again, bein maimer rishon, whether it's the case of the first brother's maimer, bein maimer achron, whether it's the second brother's maimer, because now she's engaged to both of them, and you need to get from both, and so then one of them will do chalitza. But again, that's considered, this is what Ram illustrating in these three different cases, how, because the maimer didn't consummate the relationship, either because someone did something before or something after, thus making the mimer not effective, that's considered a mimer pasul. Halacha ches. Nimtzis lamed, it comes out that you learn, sha'amimer, that the mimer, ben shekadom in mimer achah, whether if another mimer came before it, oy get, or chalitz, or be'ilo, which are, these really the four variables we're discussing. There's mimer get, which are rabbinic halachas, and then there's chalitz and bia. So if you have a mimer that, if any one of these four came before it, in the co-wife from him or from his brother, because in contrast, if let's say there was B on the Yavama, so obviously the brother's mimer again, like we said, won't be effective. So Ben Shekad my mimer lechem elu, or whether the mimer came before one of these other things, and these other things come after it, here's a mimer pasul. Again, that's an invalid mimer. Chutz min anoisin mimer ubal bila acha mimer. The only case is going to be if mimer is given, and then afterwards, nothing else in between, nothing before, nothing after, there's a cohabitation that's done after the mimer. So that's the mimer kasher, which is done according to the halacha. Now the Rambam moves on halacha test regarding a similar discussion regarding a bia that's kasher and pasul. Says the Rambam, habi'ila shabayla yav mesivim teitchila. If the first thing, woman's husband dies, first opportunity, the first thing that's done is a bia from one of the yavams. Oy, acha mamorba, or he does it after he first does mimer as is more ideal, like rabbinically like that. But v'lekudam adabacha, nothing came before that bia, besides maybe that mimer that he himself is doing. Nikras bilik shed, that's called a valid bi'ila for yibam. Now, but v'mkudam a mimer ma'achav, let's say before he got a chance to do bia, his brother had done already a mimer. A get, or had given a get for the zika. B'mimenu, again, whether it's from himself, b'machav, whether it's one of his brothers, b'imba, whether it's in this yavama that he did bia on, or b'mitzrasa, whether with one of the co-wives, or let's say a mimer was done first with the co-wife, whether from him or whether from one of the brothers, that would be considered a bia that's invalid, you're not staying married to her, and yeah, you need a get for the bia, because that bia is acquiring her, and you need a chalitza for the zika. But again, it's not a valid bia because you really weren't able to be baina because already something was done with one of these co-wives or with her herself. It was a ged that already said you can't do it either because you already started building another one or because you already started divorcing, which then you can't build anymore. Halacha Yud, the Rambam continues regarding that same discussion regarding chalitza that's effective and ineffective. So if the initial thing that the Yavam does with the Yavama is the procedure of Chalitza, we spoke about in the previous parak. If nothing else came before this, that's called Chalitza Me'ula, an effective Chalitza. Now, and the reason why we're using different words over here of Me'ula and Pchusa is because Chalitza actually is very different than that of the Bia and the Maimer. But if nothing else came before, it's considered Chalitza Me'ula, it's considered an effective Chalitza. Vim Kedama Get or Maimer, but let's say if there was a Get already done or Maimer done, whether from this Yavam or from one of the brothers, whether in this Yavam herself or in one of the co-wives, that's considered a deficient chalitza, because if he would want to do Yim, he wouldn't be able to. So this is a deficient chalitza, which Ram is going to explain in Halacha Yud Beis, that ramification. Halacha Yud Alf, Yavamis Rabbis Habois Mibayis Echad. If there's many Yavamis, many co-wives that are coming from one house, many from one man who died with many widows, so kimich nivel achas men bilik shera. Once one of them has a bia, that's like we call the bia kshera, there's nothing else that was preventing that bia from consummating the relationship with the ibim, or inech letzach chalitza mula, or like we discussed before, or it's a bona fide chalitza, so then which I call all the other women are permitted to marry other people already, they get freed from when one of the co-wives have a valid bia or chalitza. And in the stalka, zika sayav malein, and the bond of the yavim is removed from them. Now, but vim nivela achas men bila besulba. If let's say one of them had a bia, one of the yavamas that was invalid, like we described before, or she was given a maimah that's invalid, like we said the cases before regarding if another maimah was done before or get and so on and so forth. Then nesu kul niyim. So ultimately, a bia was done or maimah was done to one of them, but it's invalid. So nesu kul niyim. So all of them become forbidden to do yibam, but it's tricha get, but it requires a get for Zusha Nibala, for the one that had Bia. That Bia is a consummation relation, which requires a get. Oy Shanasan La Maimer, or to the one that was didn't have Bia, but or to had the Maimer that was possible. That one requires a get. Now, it's Tzricha Chalitza, and here there's much discussion regarding to have the gear, so not up this next word, Kol, which has a huge ramification. Tzricha Chalitza Kol Achas Men Latir Lazar. Either it's, and that one of the women now requires a Chalitza to permit them to marry other people, which generally that's what it is, one of them is sufficient to chalitza, or actually here in this case, actually each one is going to require a separate chalitza because of the flawed situation that it's in right now, because one of them already had a bia or maimer psula. Be that as it may, besides the fact that the one who had the bia or maimer psula that requires a get from that, then there's also a requirement of chalitza to permit them to marry a non-kohen, to marry another person, not the yavam. She'in zika sayibim is bevil b'chutz, because the bond of a yibim cannot get removed with a deficient bia. So although the bia was done, and generally that's okay, that consummates it, and now all you need is a get, here it's not really a bona fide bia, so yeah, it'll require a get, but again, chalitza is still required. Halacha Yud Beis. Let's say nechletza achas men chalitza pechusa, which we had mentioned in the prior halacha, that if, let's say one of them had a chalitza, but it's a deficient one, so which means say that she could not have had yibim anyway, hutrali nasi lazar zoi shenechletza. So the one that had the chalitza, although it's deficient, but ultimately she had chalitza. So chalitza is like the joker card. It's like, okay, you got chalitza, so you can go free. But that's the one who got this chalitza. But her co-wives, although general chalitza for one works for them all, but here it's a deficient chalitza. So the co-wives are still forbidden until she also gets chalitza. Or until all the brothers do on that first one that which got the chalitza psula, the one that was deficient, only then will, so that's either two ways, either that the women themselves get, or all the brothers do it to that one woman. And the reason for that is, shein chalitza b'chusa masalek zikazibim b'ayizib, because a deficient chalitza cannot remove the bond of the yavim from this house, until she gets from all the brothers, or until each one of the women get this chalitza b'chusa, but the chalitza b'chusa for one of them cannot go take care of it for all the women automatically. Now look at Gimel, the Rambam continues regarding the laws as applies to Bia and Maimer, which are these Ksherim and these Psulim of these valid and invalid types. Says Ram, Kol Yavama Shenibala Yavama. Any Yavama that has Bia to her Yavam. Bim Bia L'Ksher, whether it was a valid Bia, as we described before, Bim Il Psulo, whether it was the one that was invalid, because let's say a Get or Maimer was done from one of the brothers beforehand. So again, there's not going to be a full-fledged kin on this Yavam because you can't really acquire it with Yibam anymore. Or even if he has beer with her after he already did chalitz with her, which already removed the permission of Yibam. It's like, so it's a regular Ishis Achiv, but not really. Beinu ben Achiv, whether it's him or his brother, Bein L'shem Ishis, whether it's done for marriage purposes, Bein L'shem Yabmas, or whether because he thinks that he can still fulfill Yibam with her. Vafil Baal Tzarasa, or even if he has beer with the co-wife, Achash Baal Bilik Sher, after he already did a bona fide Abia in one of the other ones, Beinu ben Achiv, whether him or his brother, Harizu Tzichi Get, that subsequent Bia would require a get. Why? Because she becomes a married woman with that bia. Why isn't it forbidden? Yes, because even though it's a chiyuv asei, or for sure by a secondary erva, where yeah, you're not allowed to go ahead and marry this woman because once you can't build anymore. But ultimately, the kedushin is going to take effect with that bia, and she's becoming a married woman. And mechin kol yivama shenid lamaimer. So to every yivama which she's given the maimer, be maimer kasha, be maimer puzzle, whether it's a valid one or invalid one, how is it truly good? Meha maimer, she requires a get because of the maimer kamesh beyond, like we explained in Alocha Beis, because ultimately it's taking effect, even if let's say you don't have no right to marry her. Va'achach yos isa maimer, because this is not isa erva of karas, and therefore then subsequently after that, it will remove the bind of that maimer that he has with that yivama. Now Alocha Dad Ram continues regarding when you do one action after another action. So the Kvar Maran already said in Halacha Aleph, She'ena get decha yevama dechiya gemura. The get is only rabbinic, it's not, there's no real get by yevama. It doesn't totally reject yevama to permit her to get married to someone else, where she still requires chalitza. And v'chena maimur is said, which is in the positive, what get is in the negative, in the kind of kenya gemur, it doesn't fully acquire in the full-fledged acquisition. Now, aval be'ilu kari kenya gemur, but the act of cohabitation is a full-fledged kenya of yibum. And v'chalitza decha is a dechiya gemur, and chalitza is a bona fide rejection of that zikaban. Now, lefikr, therefore, get achi get beyavama. If let's say they do a get, and then there's another get by the yavama, which, because the first get did not fully reject that zikaban. Or let's say one did a maimer and then another maimer was done. Some else can be effect. In other words, there's still some zikaban here of the yibam to take effect with another maimer. Now, but in contrast, if you do one cohabitation with another act of cohabitation, one chalitza, then another chalitza, the later one is not going to do anything at all, because it's already finished off, either positive or negative, from the bia or the chalitza respectively. And so too, to do a get or chalitza after the bia, in a klum, it's not going to do anything. As Rambam explains, so he illustrates. He says, Yavim shnosin get livimte. For Yavim gives a get to his Yavama, which, again, we said, it's only this quasi thing. Then he gives a get to the co-wife. Now he's forbidden to the relatives of both them. Meaning, generally, only the chalutza is the one that we consider like a gusha. And we say that, okay, you've forbidden the relatives like a gusha, but not with the co-wives. Here, the get is taking effect because it's not a full-fledged divorce with the first one with the get. So the second one also is going to still take effect. And you'll be forbidden in that one also. Let's say there's two yavamen. Two brothers give their own get to that same yavam. Zachaz one after the other. It's like divorce to both of them, not just the first one. Now both have been in their relatives. Now, it's one that will do chalitza because even though that the chalitza is psula, and you don't need chalitza, however, from both of them, because it's obviously you still need to do chalitza on them, but that's what I'm saying, that one of them, it's sufficient with one of them to go ahead and do chalitza, as long as it's not exempting the co-wife, as long as just this woman herself, so it's enough with one of them to do chalitza. But again, both of them are going to be forbidden in the relatives because of their get. B'chein him doesn't get leave him, the sort of he gives a get to his yavama. V'chazam doesn't achiv get litzaras, and now the brother goes and gives a get, so it's not him, and it's not this woman, but the brother gives to one of the co-wives, kol echad asa b'kray b'zush, and doesn't get. Each one's forbidden to the relatives of the woman that they gave a get to. So that's regarding get. Like we explained, which the one person's maimer, and then the other brothers, let's say with one of the other ones, again, it could still take effect because it didn't finish the deal. Now, aval yavim shechal tzivimtu, let's say one of the yavims did chalitza to yavama. V'chazav chal tzivimtu, and then he gives chalitza to the co-wife, beinu beinacha, whether it's him or his brother gives to the co-wife. Or v'chin shen yavam shechal tzivimtu, let's say two brothers do chalitza. Zechazel yavama achaz, each one after the other, to the same yavama. The second one's chalitza is insignificant, and the later one who did the last chalitza is not forbidden to relatives. It's like giving chalitza to a random woman that he has no zigabond to, because once the first one did chalitza, there's nothing left over here with the bond of the yavama. Halacha design. If someone does be with the yavama, V'chazer bein hu bein achiv, then whether him or his brother goes, and after he already had done bia to the yavama, v'chalitzla, again, either him or his brother does chalitzta, oy litzrasa to the kohen. In chalitzis uklum, this chalitzis is insignificant. You already finished the job, there's no more zika bond, he's already her wife with the bia. V'chin v'chazer achiv, doesn't get la oy litzrasa. Let's say his brother goes and gives a get to her or to her co-wife, again, in the klum, it's nothing. Let's say his brother goes, does maimer or does bia with the yavama. Again, lo yasakum, he hasn't done anything because from the moment that the first brother did bia initially, he has totally acquired her. Now it's very different than the prior case, which we said, okay, it's forbidden to marry because of shuvli yavana, but that's going to be something that's not an erva. Here it's an erva. It's eishes ish. She's his fully married wife. Kedushin is not going to be taking effect. Now, avam nasan maimer litzarasa. But if let's say he gives a maimer to the co-wife, a bal tzarasa, or he has beer with the co-wife, oh, this is different the co-wife. Why? There tzrich a get, there she's going to require a get because that's only a positive commandment not to marry the co-wife. The co-wife is not the eishes ish. That's just, once you didn't marry, shuvli yabana. But that's a positive commandment. And therefore, tzrich a get, and she requires a get from him. Like we explained, in halachi yud gimel. Now, halachi yud zayin, the Ram continues, regarding a doubt, when we don't know, we just said whoever had the Yibam first, that's the real one, the second one is insignificant. What happens if we don't know who is first? So this is Ramash Neyivamah. Let's say there's two brothers, Sheyibam Shneyivamah, which they do Yibam to two of the co-wives. Habayisim Baisekha, which is coming from one house, meaning from one brother who died with these wives. And they don't know who did Yibam first. So the Allah Shneim Yitzi Beget, both of them have to divorce with a get, because the second one did Yibam is forbidden in the Yibam, because it says Yibam Yavi Alaha, which is Allah Baloyal Allah Bal Tsarasa. You can't have two women having Yibam done to them. Now, since we don't know who did first, who did second, so they're both going to be forbidden because of this Isser. And then after they get a get, Yutul Azarim, then they'll be permitted to marry someone else. Masus Yibam, and they're forbidden to, as we said, because we don't know who's the one, so they're both forbidden. Shubla Yivana. They can be forbidden, and anyways, once you give a get, anyways, they're forbidden to marry the Yavama, the Yavam, which actually, if one of them actually had done, be actually would be permitted. But here we don't know, so they're both going to be forbidden. Now, the figure therefore says the Rambam, a ramification of this Allah is Reuben shall be Yerushalayim. If Reuben lived in Yerushalayim, Veloishtei Nashmei had two wives, Achas Ba'akah, Achas B'Tzura, and one of them was in Akka, and one of them lived in Tzur. Now, Shimon Achas Ba'akah, Shimon his brother lived in Akka near his first wife. But Levi Achav Tzar and Levi's brother lived with his second wife and Tzar. B'shamash Meis Reuben, they heard that Reuben, who was in Yerushalayim, died. Hadin Nisim Shlo Yam Mechamem. The halacha would be that neither one of them should do Yibim. Achi Yivad Dem Asa Achav, until they find out what did his other brother do. Shem Kadem Yibim. Maybe his other brother went and did Yibim first. Comes that he's forbidden to marry the co-wife because of this Isra Asay of Aleha V'loy Al Aleha V'Al Tzar Asa. Now, but Kadem Mechamem Yibim. But if let's say one of them went and he did Yibim without, let's say, asking us. Then we don't remove her from his marriage with the Yavama. Until we find out that his brother actually had done Yibam first. And the reason why we don't remove it is because it's really a svek sveka. It's double doubt. First of all, did the brother do Yibam? And did the brother do Yibam first? Now, let's say one of the brothers wants to do Chalitza, wants to get this over with. Before he finds out, he has to wait who knows how long till he gets that telegram to hear what his brother did. Then we don't hold back this brother from doing chalitza. Because even though you might have to be concerned that maybe it's going to come out that really the first brother doing chalitza first comes out the chalitza he did, it was insignificant, and therefore she can marry a kohen. And people are going to say, oh, a chalutza, because they think she's a chalutza, permitted to get married to a kohen. You're right, that's a concern that we're usually concerned for. But in this situation where she might be in aguna whole day, we don't want her to be stuck, and therefore we let him do the chalitza and get it done with. Halacha Yitzchas, the Ram continues regarding how this all plays out when the Yavam is a minor. Says Ram, Halacha Yitzchas, Yavam katan ben tesha shnabi amechad. If the minor is over at least 9 years old, so biyasa kemaimim nagal. His biya halacha could be viewed as how an adult maimer is, which is shein the kenigama. Like we've been saying, well, the maimer is not a full fledged acquisition in the Yavama. Now the truth is, really, once a boy is over 9 years old, his bia is considered like a valid bia, and really should be a full-fledged kinyan in the Yavama, but it's a takan sacham by a cotton that his bia should not be considered like a full-fledged kinyan, rather, it's going to be like this quasi, like the mimer. Now, mimer ben tesher me'achad, and the mimer of the 9-year-old, that's even a little bit less, so that would depend. In the son of Betchil, if he's the first one to do anything, this 10-year-old, let's say, and he does a mimer mile, it's going to be effective, by replacing by al-gadli, he's going to make it now invalid for the older brother, even though he's an adult, to do Yibam in this Yavama. Now, Avon Nasan B'Saif, but if let's say this minor, who's let's say 10 years old, is doing the mimer after one of the brothers had already done something, in the klum, then this 10-year-old's mimer is insignificant at all. And the gidivei chalitza is in the klum. And the other two variables, which is him giving a get or chalitza, that's at all insignificant because he's not an adult to be able to do give a get. And by chalitza says ish, which tells us and not a minor, so that would be whether it's in the beginning or at the end, before someone or after someone had done something, his getting chalitza is nothing. His mimer is only if he's the first one to do it, whereas his bia is going to be like the mimer of an adult, which could affect whether being the first or the second. As Rambam explains, halacha, it says, ketzad, how so? Says, ben tesha shen mimechad jabal yivam tev, a 9-year-old cohabits with his yivam. Or let's say, he's the first one to do something, and he does a mimer. So, psala shra'achen, his action has an effect, and now she's invalid to the other brothers to do yivam with her. Now, let's say the adult, he first did a mimer in the yivam. Then this 10-year-old, he goes and he does a mimer, this rabbinic, as it is already rabbinic, and he's a minor himself, although he's over 9. And he does it, the mimer, to this Yavama, which his brother already had done something, or to one of the co-wives. Then, like we said, Lassikum hasn't done anything. He has not made it problematic for his older brother, who all his older brother had done was only a mimer. Now, let's say, and then subsequently, a 9-year-old goes and cohabits with the Yavama, or on one of the co-wives. After his older brother had done a mimer, so then it's the equivalent. Then pesal al gadol. Then he has invalidated the yivamis to consummate the relationship with the adult. Like when you have two adults doing one mimer after another, like we explained in Halachi Adald, which we said doing a mimer didn't finish off the job, so the other brother's mimer will take effect. And again, once both did, you can't have two yivamas, you can't have two parties involved, and therefore they're going to have to divorce, they're going to have to do chalitza. Here, the 10-year-olds, the 9-year, over 9 years old, his bia is like that of a mimer, of an adult. In contrast, his mimer itself is only effective when it's initially, but not subsequently. Halacha Chaf. If a 9-year-old cohabits with his yivam, then his older brother, the adult, cohabits with the yivama, or chalat, or does chalitzita, or nasigeder, or gives her get, or la, tahar, or letzras, or to the co-wife, he's going to make it, even though this 10-year-old had already done bia, it's going to invalidate if the other older brother does something to make it problematic for the katan to be able to consummate that relationship, because, like we said, the bia of the 10-year-old is like a mimer of an adult. And a mimer that afterwards someone does a bi or a chalitza or a get is going to make it problematic. So if a minor goes and does bia on the co-wife, which is also another case of mimer achah mimer, or let's say another brother goes, he's also 9 years old, aleha on this yivama, which again his bia is also like mimer, and the first brother, the 10-year-old, was also like a mimer, and he does it on her, oil, to also on the co-wife. Again, nifsal alav is going to make it problematic for him. Again, he can call mimer, like anyone that you have a mimer and another mimer, which it's going to be affected, the second mimer, it's going to make them problematic for both and forbidden to both. That's exactly what these two, let's say 11 and 10-year-olds, that these two brothers, that their beers are like mimer, and therefore you could have mimer, ha mimer, to make it problematic. Halacha Vav. Ben Teshur Mimechad, if you have a 9-year-old, Shabal Yivim, they had cohabited with his Yivama. The Higdil, so he had done bia with her, no one else got in the way. The Higdil, but they bought Lemesh Higdil. And he became an adult, but he hadn't cohabited with her since he became an adult. Now, if he had, then that would consummate the relationship, but he hadn't done that. So, Tzricha get a chalitza. If he doesn't want to stay married with her, he has to require a get and a chalitza wise. So, Rama explains. Get, and they biyase. Get because of his bia, shikamimer. Just like we said, when you give a maimer, which rabbinic kedushin, you need a get for that. Here, when he did a get when he was, let's say, 11 years old, so he needs a get for that, like as if he had done a maimer. And then mechalitza, lahatir lazar, to admit it to another person, sharei le nivela bi'ilisha kundi gedigam. He never did a bia, he did a bia, but not a bia that's like a bia, because his bia is like a maimer, to acquire full-fledged kinyan. Because if imbala meshegdal, as Ram says, if he had cohabited with her when he became an adult, all he needs to have is a regular get, as what a regular married woman has. But here, that he never did it, again, it requires a get for the bia, which is like a mimer, and a chalitza for the zik. Now, halacha chavdei, says the Rambam, this halacha that we're talking about with regarding a minor, is echad ben tesha shana b'mechad, whether regarding a 9-year-old, or ve'echad ben esim shana shalahevi shtei seres. And the same thing would apply to a 20-year-old. If he didn't bring two pubic hairs, he also has a halacha of a minor, and therefore his bia is also going to have only like an adult's mimer, If he has not yet brought signs of being a saris, because if he did, then already when he's 30 days shy of his 20th birthday, he's already considered like an adult. But if he didn't, so then, like we explained in the beginning of this Sefer, of Sefer Nashim, in Perek Bez HaChasish, so he's also going to have a halacha like a minor again, so his B is going to be, until he's 35, like that of a 9-year-old, and that is going to have the halacha like a minor. Now, halacha of Gimel. The Ram continues now regarding if the woman, if she is a minor, or some other rabbinic type of situation, like that of a Chareshes, doing Yibum with her. So this is Ram Halacha of Gimel. Ketana, a minor who is an orphan, where her Kedushin are not full-fledged, it's only a rabbinic marriage. Sheru L'Moin, where she's able to do a refusal, if, as we had explained in Perkei Daf Melechos Gerushin, to refuse that marriage. Or Vachareshes, a deaf-mute woman, who cannot do mean, but although both those marriages are rabbinic, like we explained in the fourth Perkei Melechos Gerushin, Halacha Ches and Tez, but shnei min kedushin. They're still two different types of kedushin, because ketana yesh la kedushin. The reason why a minor has kedushin, even though biblically there's no marriage with a kedush leinigba min kefker. We don't want anyone to treat her as if like an ownless object because she has no father. So we wanted her to be able to get married. So rabbinically we institute that marriage, and because kedushet tulu nashat tagla, her kedushin are suspended, meaning it's hanging in balance until she becomes an adult. When she doesn't, it's going to be a full fledged biblical marriage. The Charesh is taking the and the deaf mute they instituted marriage for a different reason. Kadesh Leite Shopin Ulam, we don't want her to stay single forever because she herself is not capable of having Das to accept the Kadushan. So rabbinically they made it because she's never going to get married. She never becomes to that category of an adult like a minor. So the Fikach, therefore, so the Ram starts like this. It says, if all the Yavamas of this husband who died, all the women, were the co-wives, are either minors or deaf mutes, which are rabbinic marriages, the B with one of them is going to exempt all of them as we have in a normal marriage. Here, since all of them are rabbinic marriages, no one is better than the other, and doing the B on one of them will exempt all the rest. Now, halacha b'dal. Let's say one of them is a deaf mute and one of them is a minor. So, ein bi'is achas men b'teres et sarasa. So, here, the B of one of them will not exempt the co-wife, and that's what Ram was establishing in the previous halacha. I mean, if they're all either minors or all deaf mutes, are all the same. But if let's say one's a deaf mute and one's a minor, so that's not the same, because we don't really know which one is better than the other. Even though they're both rabbinic, as the Ram had already said, they're different. And the one and the minor will ultimately become an adult. Whereas a deaf mute, she is an adult right now. She is someone that's fit to have a relationship, although she doesn't have das. So therefore, the kids are takanasan. So how do we fix this situation? In other words, you can't do yibum on both of them because you can't marry two wives from the same person who died. You also can't do chalitza, as we had previously explained, because regarding chalitza, a minor or chareshes can't do chalitza like we explained in the previous parak. So what should you do? It says Rambam, malam nakatana shetema. What you do is you teach the minor to do a refusal. Oh, so now you're left with one wife, and then you marry the deaf mute. Now, if he wants to divorce her, so he could write her get after he cohabited with her, because you could divorce a chareshes with a get, because even though she doesn't have das, you don't need her das to divorce her. And then betut lazar, and then she'll be permitted to marry another person. Whereas the rabbi holds that, no, we didn't teach this halacha of teaching the minor to do mean, only like the last halacha that I'm going to mention by an adult and a minor, where then at least with the gedolei you could do the mitzvah yibum in atayra. But in this case, where both of them are rabbinically married, we don't teach the minor to miyud so that we could do the yibum rabbinically with that of the chareshes, and rather it's in that situation, like the Gemara says, yibam is tavkuf yud, what you're going to do is you're going to marry the chareshes, divorce her with a get, because ultimately the chalitza of the minor is going to make her invalidated. You have to wait for the minor until it becomes an adult, and then you'll do chalitza, but you're not going to teach her to do this mean. We don't want to get them used to this idea about doing mean. But according to Rambam, you teach her to do mean, and then you marry the chareshes, and because again, you can't marry both of them, and you can't do chalitza on them, so what do you do? So if the minor does mean, so now you're left with one, great, now you can do yibum on one of them, and then divorce if you want to. Now, halacha chafei, let's say one of them was a fully competent woman, which, therefore, her kedushin is biblical, like a regular woman. The other wife was a deaf mute. So, If you do bia or chalitza on the pekachas, on the regular woman, so that will exempt the deaf mute, because that's included. That's you're doing on the stronger one, which is even a biblical marriage. But the bia sachares is b'teres pekachas. But the bia on the deaf mute does not exempt the one of the pekachas of the fully competent and mentally sane woman. Shein kedushei el medivrayim, because doing on the chareshes, her marriage is only rabbinic. So that marriage is not considered really biblically significant to say, like, hey, you did yibum over here. Biblically, we don't see a yibum over here. And v'chein gedol l'ketan, something regarding one's an adult, one's a minor. B'yis ha'gedol l'chalitza ha'sabatez ketan. If you do B or chalitza on the older one, that will exempt the younger one, because that's biblical, that's rabbinic. But v'ein b'yis ha'ketan, b'tez ha'ketan. But the B of the minor one will not exempt that one. But the older one, because that's only rabbinic marriage, won't exempt the co-wife that has a biblical marriage. Halacha vav. Ha'yishtein ketan is ruiz l'moin. Let's say both of them were minors that are fit to do a refusal. Uvaha yav malachas men. Now the yav went and cohabited with one of them to do yibum. V'chazer uba'ayhu ayachav al shnei. Then him or his brother, whichever one, went and cohabited with the second wife, which is a minor. L'ipasal es rishayin, that had not invalidated the yibum of the first one, because their bia is equal. And if the first one has acquired her, so the second one's not doing anything. Avol malam nesashnei shetima. But what we do preferential is that we teach the second one to do a refusal. And the reason for that is because ultimately, the bia, whether it be his or his brother's, with the second one, did engage her, because even if the first one's acquired him, the second one's only forbidden to him as the isra say, which is once you started, you can't build both houses, but that's only isra say. And kedushin is tevis and chiv say. So ultimately, he's married to the second one. Now, he could really divorce her with a get. It's just the reason why we teach her to do mean is because if he gives her a get, she's forbidden to a kain. And here it's better to do mean, because if it does mean, she's not forbidden to a kain. And then b'yikayim zayivimta ketanish nemel etchil, and then he'll remain with the yavama, that's the minor that he had done bia with first. Halacha b'zayin. V'chein adin b'ketan b'cher, same thing applies if let's say you have a minor and a deaf mute. Shabbaha yam t'chil ha'ketan, let's say he first had bia with the minor, b'chazo b'ahu ayach ba'alach ha'resha, then him or his brother, whichever one, had bia with the deaf mute, like pasal z'ketan, that's not invalidated the minor. And, but v'ha'resha tzvich a get. Again, here also, the deaf mute, she requires a get for the bia, because ultimately the condition is typhus. Again, like we said, it's only isra say. Should be saketanim will be sakesh. And the reason why the charesh's subsequent bia is not going to ruin it for the bia that he had first with the ketan is because that bia is more ideal than that of the charesh's, and therefore the charesh is not going to make it invalidated. And why is the ketan is better? Sheketanim ruilach hazman, because a minor is fit ultimately on the biblical level at a later point when she becomes an adult. Therefore, he remains with the minor that he had bia with first. Now, but says Rama Loch Chavres, let's say Ba Yibim Tchilal Chareshes. Let's say first the Yibim had Yibim with the deaf mute. B'chazah Ba'hu Oyachav Al-Gadam. Then him or his brother went and had Bia with the minor, which, like we said in the previous Halacha, that's a more significant Bia, because again, he's going to be fit with her at a later point in time, even though both of them are not a full-fledged Kenyan, but it's still a little bit stronger. Then Pasal Chareshes, that's going to invalidate the first Bia that was done with the deaf mute. Now, Umalam Naketan Shetimoin. Now, what we do is now they're both really stuck. So we teach the minor to do miyun, because she's forbidden, because ultimately there was first to be done with the chareshes, which makes it problematic. And the chareshes gets a get, and the deaf mute will go out with a get, because she became forbidden now once, like we said, the ketana subsequent bia could still take effect and ruin it, because now it's b'in beis vatim, which you can't do. So now they both have to be removed, but let the ketana do miyun, which she won't be forbidden to kain, and then let the chareshes go out with a get. Halacha chav test. Hayachas pekachas v'achas chareshes. One of them was fully competent, and one of them was a deaf mute woman. Baha yamal pekachas. So this is similar to what we said previously. In halacha chafei, if baha yamal pekachas, the yavam has cohabits with the fully sane woman. Then him or his brother had bia on the deaf mute woman. Like pasalas pekachas, not ruined it for the pekachas. You did bia already. You already consummated that relationship. But v'chareshes tzricha get, and this is what Rama is pointing out over here. But the chareshes does require get again, like we said, because it's all it is a chiv asein kedushin is taifas. But let's say b'ha yam al chareshes. Let's say yam has first cohabits with the deaf mute. B'chazah hu ayachav abal pekachas. Then either him or his brother cohabits with the pekachas. The pasalas chareshes, he has room for the chareshes again because harkin is not full fledged, and therefore now once he cohabits with the other one, it's going to take effect, and now it's forbidden because of he's being b'ayin shnei batim, which are two wives of the same person who passed away. And therefore the deaf mute will be removed with a get, which she was first, so she was married, so she requires a get. But bekachas, beget v'chalitza, bekachas, where her condition also took effect, albeit that it's forbidden as SSA, so that requires a get for that kedushin. And chalitza, because ultimately it was a bia psula because the charesh is first, so you're going to require a get for the bien, you still didn't remove the zika, so that the chalitza requires that, because no one had a full-fledged kinyan of a bien on the biblical level. Not the charesh's and not the subsequent bekachas. Halacha lamed, let's say there was an adult and a minor. Uvala gedoyle, and you grab it with the adult, which, again, that finishes it off. Uvachazer, who ayachiv abala gedoyle, then either him or his brother went and grabbed it with the minor yavama, like pasal gedoyle, that's not ruined it for the adult. But we teach the minor that anyway she should do this refusal. Now, and the reason for that is because that then it's going to be forbidden as b'nei shnei batim, and we don't want to remove her with a get because we don't want to invalidate her for a kuhuna. Now, ba'al ha-katana, if let's say he first grabbed it with the minor, and then either him or his brother grabbed it with the adult, the malam nesek katana shetaman, here also we teach the minor to do miyun. Because what that's going to accomplish is going to uproot her marriage retroactively, and it's as if there were no two yavamas, only the adult, which, again, the subsequent bia with her will be a bona fide yibam. And then Mikai Magdala, who remained married to the older one, should be lost to Kanye Kinyagama, where here the bia is a full-fledged kinyan, and the minor cannot go ahead and invalidate it for her. And again, this is where we said that even the rabbi would agree that in this case, situation is where we would teach that to the minor, because here we're going to be able to do a bona fide yibam d'oraisa with the adult, unlike the case of the chareshes, where then we teach the minor to go ahead and do the miyun so as to allow the subsequent bia with the gedayla to be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of yibam.